Humboldt County has gotten what one member of the Board of Supervisors describes as an amazing award to build a new mental health facility, but there are concerns about whether cost overruns that scuttled a jail expansion project could happen again. At its June 10th meeting, the Board of Supervisors was presented with the plan for replacing the county's Semper Virens psychiatric facility. Semper Virens is located at the Clark Complex on H and Wood Streets in Eureka. Thanks to a $43.5 million State Proposition 1 grant, the county plans on building a 16-bed facility to replace Semper Virens, with the new one slated for what is now a parking lot on 5th Street between I and J Streets. Staff told supervisors construction of the new facility is expected to be done in 2030, and Supervisor Rex Bone recommended doing it more quickly. His doubts about the timeline stem from what happened last year when a jail improvement project was abandoned when cost increases went too far beyond the amount of a state grant.
I would suggest spending more money to have them do it on a shorter basis so we obviously start serving the people we need to serve. But otherwise, this goes by the way of the jail. In 4 years, we have a 30% increase in costs, and it becomes unattainable, according to looking at our budgets, over the next 3 years. So I think pushing the envelope now and do it a little more, I mean, a year to design, it's for 16 beds. It just seems like we have a lot of opportunity to take a lot of hiccups in the next 4 years, because I don't see anything going down in the next 4 years. I don't see any, and I worry about those things, and I don't know if we have the escalation clauses in there or anything else. I know there's no clauses in to cover raises, and this is exactly what happened. I appreciate that we sent in a complete backup, but if you remember right, that's what happened with the jail.
Supervisor Steve Madrone said the best way to avoid cost overruns is to improve county facilities management. Semper Virens opened in 1970, and Health and Human Services Director Connie Beck said the building has needed, quote, constant repairs ever since, and there haven't been any significant improvements to it in the last 45 years. Public Works Director Tom Mattson acknowledged there's risk, but he said it's worth taking.
Sometimes you have to take risks to get great rewards. Make no mistake, this is a critical medical care facility. Most people think about critical medical as, you know, the hospitals, the regular doctors. Mental health is also very, very critical in our community. I want to thank all of the staff that worked on this. It's not like they didn't have a full-time job when this came to everybody. Everybody cleared their desks on multiple different departments to work together. And yes, there's always a risk. We believe we've built a solid budget that will survive what's coming at us, but there's always a risk. And I'm just thankful to be part of this and our staff to be part of this, because this is a critical care medical facility for the whole county.
There are what was described as unknowns beyond those related to construction. In her earlier presentation, Beck said operation of the new facility is yet to be decided.
We're not sure how the facility will be run. We'll have more discussions around that. We make contract with another entity, or possibly continue to run as the county. I know that your board is aware that we have several contracts with doctors and nurses in order to provide the services of Semper Virens. So that will be a work in progress over the next couple of years. We will be working with our community partners and stakeholders on feedback opportunities that align with the grant guidelines.
The new facility won't have outpatient services, but it will have what Beck described as 4 crisis stabilization units for stays less than 24 hours. In Eureka for KMUD News, this is Daniel Mintz.